I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Sudan marked 2 years of civil war this week. It's a far cry from the hopeful independence of 2011. Today, a political squabble that escalated into a fight between the Dinka and Nuer tribes looks anything but peaceful. Food for the Hungry's George Nzomo says thousands of refugees are coming back anyway.
Last week, when we met with the government officials, they had plans on putting some reposition for food and also plans for resettlement in these areas where they're expecting new people to return.
Nzomo says the gospel is woven through everything they do, and it's a timely message for now and for the future.
Gospel here will always preach more of peace and the reconciliation and the forgiving one another and the planning ahead together.
And education is at the forefront of many ministries in Africa, but GEMS Girls Clubs has another goal in mind at its Esther School in Zambia, a cultural shift in the way that girls are treated. And that's why this all-girls ministry has a school for girls and boys in the remote village of Chongwe. Chris Palosari says GEMS wants to make a difference, one child at a time.
The only way that you can change culture is by having both boys and girls being trained together so that they are able to coexist and be a community that overcomes those types of cultural nuances.
And the school is having a positive impact on more than just its students. Even local construction workers have been transformed. As Palosari puts it,
actually ministries within a ministry to be able to share the gospel in every way that we can.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore, 1-800-995-4828, or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.